Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Former special counsel Robert Mueller is set to testify at open congressional hearings next month. Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler says Mueller will answer questions regarding his investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 election. As NPR's Ryan Lucas reports, it's unclear whether any issues will be off limits.
We may not learn anything new, but for Democrats, this is a big get. They really wanted to get Mueller to testify before the cameras, before the public. This allows them to kind of bring everything that is in the Mueller report, even if he's just stating those things again, and put it before the American public.
One of President Trump's attorneys says they're not concerned about what Mueller might say. The U.S. House has approved a $4.5 billion border spending bill. NPR's Kelsey Snell reports that Democrats backed the measure following a day of negotiations to win over skeptical members.
Members of the Progressive and Hispanic caucuses demanded that the legislation include restrictions on how the money should be spent and set minimum requirements for treatment of migrants at the border. The final bill requires government agencies set standards of care for those in temporary shelters, including nutrition, hygiene, and basic medical needs. Republicans say the legislation is too restrictive and cannot win the support of President Trump. The Senate is expected to vote later this week on a separate version of the bill that Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says is the only one that Trump will sign. Leaders from both parties say they hope to agree on a single bill by the end of the week. Kelsey Snell, NPR News, Washington.
The acting commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection is resigning effective July 5th. John Sanders is leaving the post he's held since April amid outrage over the agency's treatment of detained migrant children. San Francisco supervisors have voted to ban the sale and distribution of e-cigarettes. From member station KQED, Laura Clivens has details.
The ban would outlaw the sale of e-cigarettes or vaping products at brick-and-mortar stores. It would also prohibit online sales when shipping to San Francisco addresses. Supervisor Shimon Walton co-authored the ordinance, which will stay in effect until e-cigarettes undergo FDA review.
And so until we know all of the negative health effects and have a complete picture of how much harm e-cigarettes are causing, we should not be selling the product anywhere.
The legislation would go into effect in early 2020. SF-based e-cigarette maker Juul is collecting signatures for a November ballot initiative to override the ban. For NPR News, I'm Laura Clivens.
On stock markets in Asia, shares are mostly lower, up a fraction in Hong Kong, following a down day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrials fell 179 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index lost 120. This is NPR News. Federal prosecutors say California Congressman Duncan Hunter illegally spent thousands of dollars in campaign funds on vacations and other expenses covering an alleged extramarital flings. The allegations, which Hunter denies, are detailed in a government filing. Duncan's wife, Margaret, pleaded guilty to a count of corruption and is cooperating with prosecutors. The Trump administration's point person on Venezuela is accusing President Nicolas Maduro of ignoring the needs of his people and spending money instead on the military. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports that that includes more arms deals with the Russians.
Special Representative Elliot Abrams says a U.S. hospital ship is in the Caribbean to aid Venezuelan refugees.
While Russia is sending its warship, the Gorshkov, and more military technicians.
A Russian plane landed in Venezuela Monday, a few weeks after President Trump claimed in a tweet that Russia had informed him that they had removed most of their people from the country. Abrams is brushing off reports that President Trump has lost interest in Venezuela, where the U.S. has been trying for months to push President Nicolas Maduro from power and replace him with National Assembly President Juan Guaido. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
The U.S. military says two American service members were killed in Afghanistan today, but did not elaborate on the circumstances surrounding those deaths. The killings occurred a day after Secretary of State Mike Pompeo made a visit to Kabul, where he discussed ongoing peace efforts with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News, in Washington.